There's nothing like the phrase, what's old is new again, especially on TV Time Machine, and that certainly is the case with the following category. The nominees for the Best Digital Remastering and Transfer are Star Trek Season 3, The Original Series.
Alfred Hitchcock Presents Season 1.
Twilight Zone, The Definitive Edition.
Hogan's Heroes Season 2.
And the winner of the Best Digital Remastering and Transfer is Twilight Zone, The Definitive Edition, Image Entertainment.
You gentlemen, of course, know how to push a product. That essentially is your job. My presence here is for much the same purpose, simply to push a product. To acquaint you with an entertainment product which we hope and which we rather expect will make your product pushing that much easier. What you're about to see, gentlemen, is a series called The Twilight Zone. We think it's a rather special kind of series. Essentially, people watch television to get entertained. And the keynote of this series, the thing we're concerned with, the thing we're aiming for, the thing we're working toward is entertainment. And now that I've immodestly gone on record predicting the high quality of this series, let me very briefly show you what we mean by a special kind of series. You know, writers in general are notoriously bad verbal tellers of stories. We do much, much better behind a typewriter. So I hope you'll bear with me while I tell you about a few stories that happen to be the first ones we're shooting in our current production cycle.
John, what is particularly special about the transfer found on this set?
Well, as with the previous sets and sets to come, they were taken directly from the camera negative, directly from the original camera negative.
And that's usually not done.
No, it's not. And that's why it looks so crystal clear, to the point where you can see makeup lines on people's faces where they put on toupees or prosthetics.
I think the only downside to that is the fact that you can see how the certain special effects were done. You can see wires and things like that.
Yeah. So and again, if they wanted to put a few extra bucks in, I know we've talked about this before, they could go in and digitally remove those wires because it's an effect that was not meant to be seen by the public, so that would really not be tampering.
And it shows you the amazing length that Image Entertainment strives for and will commit to when it comes to classic TV shows.
Absolutely.